Good Wednesday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today we get an update from Pottawatomie County Schools. We'll hear from the superintendents of Wamego and Rock Creek Schools here in our area. And then a little later on, you'll hear my interview with Bob Koppel, Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO. Had a chance to meet up with him yesterday, and we'll play that back here for you at around 9:30 this morning. We start off, though, with, as we mentioned, Pott County Schools from Rock Creek, USD 323, Superintendent Kevin Logan joins us via Zoom. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Brandon.
And over in Wamego, it's Interim Superintendent Greg Mann. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Brandon. Good to be here.
Good to talk to both of you here. We have a lot of uncertainty here over the next 24 hours of what's going to be happening, but I know you guys are both kind of keeping a monitor of the weather forecast, and we may or may not have classes tomorrow. We're not sure yet. We'll kind of have to wait and see, right, Kevin?
Yeah, it'll be a wait and see for a while yet. I know National Weather Service, they have a briefing at 1:30 this afternoon. We'll get some more information, hopefully know a little bit more about the timing of the storm and the amount of the snow. Like always, in a perfect world, we get notification out somewhat early this evening so parents can plan for tomorrow, but that's not always possible. My patrons here know that Sunday night we did a two-hour delay, and then after driving a few roads Monday morning, once the sun came up and saw the lack of clearing on some of our side roads, that just did not feel safe putting some of our less experienced drivers out on the road. So ended up having to call school about 7:30 that morning. So hate doing things like that, but sometimes it's inevitable. We know our parents depend on our schools being open for their jobs, their livelihood, their family situations. So we do the best we can to get them here, but we want to be on the side of safety for our students for sure.
Greg, I know you're monitoring as well because you have a girls basketball team that's going to state tournament here tonight in Salina.
Yeah, and we've been watching the weather pretty close on that, and looks like from what I'm seeing right now, the snow is not supposed to really start till midnight or later. And then it's supposed to snow, looks like it's got the possibility of snowing pretty darn good throughout the day tomorrow. We don't have regular classes tomorrow. We have parent-teacher conferences scheduled. So that's what we'll be dealing with as to whether or not to go forward with those, or if we don't, how we go. Because we want to have parent-teacher conferences. It's just how we go forward with it, whether we do some kind of an alternate schedule tomorrow, or we postpone, or how we deal with that. We'll be talking about that later this morning with the principals. Of course, the other big concern is if we would be so fortunate to win tonight, we have to go back to Salina on Friday for the semifinal game, and road conditions and how that's all going to play out. Hopefully they'll be clear enough by Friday afternoon that we can get back there. So but yeah, it's an exciting time here with the girls' basketball team for sure.
All right. Well, and it's a good reminder for parents to just kind of keep in touch with the school district, because I'm sure you'll be communicating that here over the next 24 hours with all the uncertainty right now. I might ask real quick, with the decision on a two-hour delay, I know some schools do that. I don't think Manhattan does it here necessarily, but what goes into a decision to do a two-hour delay versus a closure, Kevin?
In our world, it serves two purposes. Number one, it allows the sun to come up when it's really cold outside, get a little bit of radiant heat on the buses, daylight, obviously, with the sunlight. Not only the radiant heat makes it actually warmer, it actually feels warmer. We don't have kids on the buses in the dark. What the purpose it served on Sunday was to buy us a little bit of time to see how far along the roads we're going to be in getting cleaned off. And we had some of our more rural blacktops, and a lot of our rock roads were really, really slick on Monday morning when transportation director and I were out 6:30, 6:45 driving, and we knew that it wasn't going to clear up by 10 o'clock. Our buses could have been up and down the roads okay, but again, we're looking at a lot of our inexperienced drivers, and just we're not comfortable putting that many cars on the road at that time.
I was driving back from Kansas City Sunday. I actually came through Wamego and then down Military Trail Road, thinking that was a better opportunity. It was around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And boy, that was rough. That was not easy getting back home. It took a while. So certainly kudos to all those bus drivers out there who have to do this for a living.
Well, Brandon, I would like to say thanks to Greg on the air here and other area superintendents, because we're on the phone from the evenings before to the mornings of the events, texting and calling to see, you know, what are you seeing in your district? What's going on? Because it's nice to know you're not out there on an island and you've got school partnerships around you that are helping out with that. So thanks to Greg here on the air and some of the area soups also.
I'd throw it back to Kevin too. We do communicate very closely about the weather and our situation. Monday, it was a tween. I just felt like at 7:30 quarter day, it was probably too late to go ahead and call off school because of parents going to work and arrangements already made. And I guess when I talked with my transportation director and a bus driver that lives in the far northern part of our district, we felt like that if people would be careful that things were going to be okay, that our side roads maybe weren't as bad as Kevin's. So anyway, that was a decision we made there. And thank goodness that everybody got here okay. And we have communicated to our parents that any time that we have school and they think it's too unsafe to send their kids, all they've got to do is call in and say, I'm not sending my kids to school today. And we're good with that. So sometimes part of the decision on whether or not to send kids to school is the parents too. So that's where we were at on it Monday morning.
All right. Well, and we have some good news to pass along here today. It's almost, I don't know exactly when we started the pandemic. I think it was March 20th of 2020 is when the pandemic started. But here we are coming up on 2 years since that happened. And we got some good news to report. There's not a lot of cases in either district right now.
Well, I'm not, you know, I don't want to jinx this thing, Brandon, but over here in Wamego, I'm knocking on wood right now as I talk about this, we have not had a positive test in our test center for the last 6 school days. And we have tested, we're not testing near as many people as we tested before either, but people are coming in to get tested, but they're not testing positive for the COVID. Right now, in our district, we have less than a handful of positive cases. And that's got to be a first probably since the first week of school, maybe the second week of school. So, yeah, it's if we can get through if that first week after or the first 10 days after spring break, 10 school days after spring break, we continue to see this kind of flatness to nothing, then we may get a little optimistic about this being behind us.
Certainly.
I'll echo cautiously optimistic. I think it was May during our May monthly meeting in 2021, we were maybe prematurely celebrating the end of COVID. So I'm very optimistic, but I don't want to say we're out of the woods by any means. But things are definitely looking better, and I don't believe we have any positive cases across our district right now either. I know we had 3 from last week that all came off this past Monday, and I haven't been notified of any new cases. So things are definitely trending where we need them to go and hopefully staying there. We've been seeing some other bugs break out, some stomach flus and head colds and such, but sinus infections, which is a little odd for this time of year, but seeing a few of those, but the COVID bug is staying away from us, which is nice.
Good to hear. That is great. And, you know, hopefully that will just continue to be the case here, and especially with spring break coming up and everybody's getting to take a little break. Your spring break's both next week, correct?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, again, we're talking with Kevin Logan and Greg Mann here from Pottawatomie County Schools, Rock Creek and Wamego specifically. We'll take a break and we'll continue our conversation after these words here on News Radio KMAN.